Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Hey, Portland, it's country funk time. Welcome. Just heard Marty Robbins, El Paso, and today we have a theme of all themes, mustaches, and we have a mustachioed guest with us today, Mr. Nathan Jock. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Captain. Thank you for having me.
Oh, your mustache got you the booking. Nathan could be a modern-day Marty Robbins. You love Marty Robbins, don't you, Nathan?
I do, yeah. He had a pretty fine mustache as far as I can remember as well.
Top notch. Not Croce-esque, but top notch.
I think it was a subtle stash most of the time. Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at some pictures. It was
if you go back to Gunfighter Ballads, it was pretty good. And then there's some later stuff. But Nathan, you love him enough. I love your cover of Big Iron. So you love him enough. Was it mustache inspired to do it or musical?
I got to say it was more musical, but it wasn't not mustache inspired.
Well, I should probably give you a proper education. Even though this show airs up in Portland, I'm down in L.A., and Nathan is a regular in L.A. And do you have a show coming up? Am I getting that right?
I do. Yeah, we're playing at the Paramount Theater in Boyle Heights on April 29th.
And if the first two people email me at lonesomecaptain.com or lonesomecaptain@gmail.com, sorry, I will dig into my wallet. I'll buy you tickets. So email me. You got to pick up your own flight to L.A.
How about that guy? Stand up.
That's right. I'm very good. Let me just do a little bit of business here. We do It's Country Funk Time on KXRY Portland, 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and always streaming on xray.fm, where you can hear this show archived eventually. So, Nathan, anything I missed in your glorious bio, your triumphs, maybe your failures? Where are you going to go? You going to go high or low?
Interesting. No, I mean, I'm happy to be here. I'm looking to talk stash, you know.
Did your stash evolve from, like, did you shave off a beard one day and be like, yeah, that works?
That's a great question. I'd like to linger here for 40 or 50 minutes.
We have time for it. Let's just go. Yeah.
I think, like all mustaches, yes, it came from a beard, right? It's kind of like the prodigal son of facial hair.
I don't know. Depending on your age, like, I can grow a beard now, and the world has decided they like me more with less face, so I have one. But for my 20s and 30s, the hair on the side of my face just kind of didn't grow.
Yeah, that's fair. Mine, I'm same boat.
So I probably could add a goatee or whatever.
Yeah, but no one wants that.
Different strokes for different. Do you have any mustache heroes?
Ooh, I mean, yeah, I grew up watching a lot of Tom Selleck movies with my dad, so he's kind of hard to argue in my book as the best mustache of all time. I think him and Sam Elliott are two of the best, if not the best.
I mean, certainly Justin. Just like that is a macho mustache, you know. Yeah. There's others that, you know, you get out your wax and your wispiness and your little ends to twist and, you know, taunt and be maniacal about. But yeah, no, those are great suggestions.
I think I've always been a little more partial to, like, the sheriff stash, you know, coming up, surpassing the upper lip, very no frills, no wax. Kind of thick and bold. I'm, you know, big fan of those, and I never pictured myself with a mustache, but I think
you got one.
There's a combo of, you know, like you said, you can't really grow the full covering of hair on the side of the face very well, but you do get some of the goatee, and it's like, well, you know, what am I going to do then? But if you can grow a mustache, just get rid of everything else, you know. I think once I did that, it was just hard to
let go.
I think I wavered back and forth a little bit, but as soon as you get a taste for, you know, that little line of comfort on your upper lip, it's hard to go back.
The taste of the stash. But I would like to hear All I See. Is that, how's that stack up in your songs? Personal fave?
It's one of the personal faves. Yeah, this seems to be the one that people like a lot, and so I really appreciate that. It has some emotional impact on
the one that resonates.
Ones who's mentioned it to me. Yeah, it's really nice to just write a song that people say helps them, or, you know, gets them through a time, or helps them feel joy, or look back on something.
Half alive, dreaming. To death on a mountainside. Oh, how beautiful the light after a thousand
night. And all I see is you in my wavering eyes. Oh, I wandered through the dark, fierce and bright. Though they got me in the end, you never left my sight. And I'd let them rip my heart out again if I could see you smile. Of all my demons, you were the best one. You stole my heart as if my mind weren't enough.
always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. So cool, that racing fool, he don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hear him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
Itching for your old guitar. Where you going? God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and on the rain-wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. And everything's been so American. The early times is finished and the want ads all are red. Everyone's been old American, been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. And everything's been sold American. A lonely night is mourning for the death it never dies. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the box cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through
and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raise the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Just let that golden greyhound roam your soul away.
Here's a song we had, I wrote, was on for the first Tornado album, kind of got it going. It's a sad song about my best friend running off with my girlfriend. I miss him. But then I got to thinking, thank the good Lord for good friends. They come in handy when you need them, you know what I mean? So. Hey, baby, que pasó?
Funk Tom with our mustachioed guest, Mr. Nathan Jock. How are you, Nathan?
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
All right, Nathan, I have a question for you. Of all the artists we just heard, Freddie Fender, Jim Croce, Kinky Friedman, who's got the mustache?
I'm going Jim Croce. Close tie with Freddie Fender.
And you would be correct, sir. Nice stash choice. Well done. Just when you thought this guy didn't know his stashes. Yes, he does.
Right.
Long time stash man. Any stash grooming going to happen before your gig at the Paramount this coming up?
Oh, good question. Always, honestly. You have to keep it, you know, tidy. Can't let it get too whiskey, too insane.
Is this a weekly thing? Is this...
I would say it's probably bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Right.
Yeah, just so I'm not... Once you start to really eat it, you know, then it's time to trim it back a little bit. But I do like to keep it up. I have a nice a beard balm, and I use shampoo on it in the shower to keep it soft. So.
All right, doing the whole thing. Is it meditative? Is it like having a bonsai tree on your face? Is it just grooming it just kind of level you out?
I wouldn't say it's like a bonsai tree. I think it's more like a... you have some shrubbery in your yard. Like you're a bush.
Yeah.
You want to maintain it so it stays healthy, but it's not like you don't. I don't know. I'm not that precious with it. As long as I'm not accidentally cutting or buzzing it off.
Nathan, we got your songs coming up that you picked in the Mustachioed Man. We have no Mustachioed Women, and that is an oversight because that is not fair.
It's not.
So I wish that we had some Mustachioed Women, but we do not. You want to, your first one is a classic mustache. Why don't you tee off your first one?
Yeah, I, you know, you asked me for some picks here, and I was mainly just going off of mustaches, not off of songs. But once I started thinking about famous mustaches, you know, I mean, Freddie Mercury is maybe...
Yeah, that is the stash of ages.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, I mean, this is a country show, but cannot have Freddie Mercury here. But
well,
I found out...
You found the loophole.
Yeah. They did a cover of Hello Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart at Wembley. And I mean, his voice feels way too good for, you know, what this song is. But it's kind of the fun of it.
All right, let's hear it. It's country funk time. KXRY Port.
Okay, this is Ricky Nelson's song.
I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. As we by one sunny day, flash those big brown lights my way, and knew I wanted you forevermore. Hey, I'm not one that gets around. Said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. Hey, I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. One more time. Yes, hello, Mary Lou.
Alone, it's so much better with two. got my favorite lotion here. Something in a hotel I admire. I got the pictures that you sent me. Text you whispered plain. Everything he aimed to do. Sure do like the way you think. That's the way I'm thinking too. See it play out in my mind. You and I unite as one. Then only 10 a.m. and we've only just begun. This one here goes out to you, oh, wherever you may be. When you're reaching for the fruit, I pray upon the thing.
Welcome back to It's Country Funk Time with Nathan Jock. We heard Tyler Childers. Why'd you pick that one, Nathan? It was awesome.
Well, it was twofold. One, this is a country show, and I think he's an outstanding country artist. But more so about the mustache, I wanted to highlight what I think is not talk about enough in mustache culture is that the blonde and redheaded mustaches are very rare.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you can't see them.
That's true. Makes it, you know, a little tougher on...
as if gingers didn't have it hard enough.
Well, you know, just as Redbeard is a very famous pirate of legend, why can't there be red mustache, you know? And Tyler Childers had a mustache briefly, and it was very impressive. So I did want to give a little love there.
He is very... All right, well done.
And I think the song is very funny. It's about, if you couldn't tell, that ever-loving hand when you're alone on the road. You can put the rest together yourself. But I thought, you're a funny guy. You'd appreciate a funny country song.
That may have happened in my life several thousand times. Anyway, so we're getting towards... I got to hear another one of your songs. And I love Shapeshifter. You want to tell me just a little bit about, you know, its origin? Like, what frame of mind you're in when you wrote it? Or just what's sure. going on there?
Yeah, this one comes from the Dark Wanderer record. So it's kind of like, you know, pretty deep baked into that.
Where can people get that record? Come on, let's sell a little bit.
Anywhere you want. If you want a nice little physical copy for your home listening, you can head to my website, NathanJacques.com, and you can order yourself a vinyl. I will send it to you personally.
All right. There you go, people.
Yeah. But you can stream it wherever you find music. So.
All right. So, but now, now that we got rid of the crass commerce, what about the emotional resonance?
Sure. I mean, that song's pretty baked into the theme, as I was saying, but it's basically about being chased by a shadow. However you want to personify that shadow is up to you. And in this case of Dark Wanderer, you know, he's kind of personifying it as something he hasn't fully recognized yet, whether that be something in himself, something that in another person, something that's following him, something he's afraid of. It's kind of a dark twist with a jaunty jig.
A lot of times the things that scare us are not really totally crystal clear.
Exactly.
This is It's Country Funk Time on the semi-world famous X-Ray FM.
Yes. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Well, hey now, mama, you look so fine, riding around in your Mercury 49. Crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Country Funk Time with Nathan John. And we're going to play Pigeons. We're going to play by the originator, Blaze Foley. Do you like the John Prine or Blaze Foley version? I love both.
A classic. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. They're two sides of the exact same coin. So, I mean, I really like John Prine in general. I probably like John Prine arguably more than I like Blaze Foley.
Yeah. So you want to hear the song? Let's hear Blaze's version. How about it?
All right.
I'm going down to Greyhound Station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of men. And get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, I might go to somewhere I never been. Get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. person's song and start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeon some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again. Well, I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeon some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
Well, it came out of the sky, landed just a little south of Moline. Jordy fell out of his tracks, couldn't believe what he'd seen. He laid on the ground, shook, fearing for his life. Then he ran on way into town, screaming, it came out of the sky. I gathered around and the scientist said it was marsh gas. Spiro came to make a speech about raising the Mars tax. Vatican said, whoa, the Lord has come. Hollywood rushed out an epic film. And Ronnie the Populist said it was a communist plot. Jordy, national hero. Walter and Eric said, put him on the network TV show. The White House said, put the thing in the blue room. The Vatican said, oh, it belongs in Rome. Jordy said, it's mine, but you can have it for 17 million. South. Jody fell out of his tractor, couldn't leave what he'd seen. He laid on the ground, shook, fearing for his life. Then he ran all the way to town, screaming, it came out of the sky. Well, it came out of the sky, later, just a little south of Moline. Jody fell out of his tractor, couldn't leave what he'd seen. He led on the ground, shook, fearing for his life. And then he ran all the way to town, screaming, it came out of the sky. Oh! And he ran all the way to town, screaming, it came out of the sky. Yeah, he ran all the way to town, screaming, it came out of the sky.
Nathan, any parting mustachioed words? You can stray from the mustachio, the mustache topic, if you must.
If I must. Well, no, I just want to say thanks for having me on. This has been fun. If you're in Portland and you want an excuse to come down to LA, we're playing at the Paramount on April 29th.
Captain's Trading, two people.
Take a listen, enjoy the weather, hopefully, and yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Nathan, and thank you, X-Ray FM, for allowing me to continue my nonsense. This has been It's Country Funk Time. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, of course.
All right. That was my conversation with Nathan Chuck. Listen to him wherever you stream. He's got a great sound. And I just want everyone to remember, it is Pledge Week. So if you have not yet pledged, especially if you're not pledged in the name of It's Country Funk Time, please do go to xray.fm, and there's a blue button in the upper right-hand corner. Click it. And if you want to go to this show, click the peer-to-peer and find the show. If you just want to give some money or be a member, do that. People are loving the t-shirt. Go for it. It's going to be great. Come on now. Thanks again, and please donate and go see Nathan Jock at the Paramount Theater in LA. All right, see you now.